Welcome to Anakazo Assembly's Emmanuel Cathedral with Bishop Jude Orakatete. The servant of God will inspire you with the practical teachings of the Word of God that will bring healing to your body, soul, and spirit. Now, today's message.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you blessed to be in church? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning. We thank you for a special day. We pray that, Lord, you will speak to us. Speak to us this morning. On this special day, Amen. Let our hearts be opened. Amen. And let us receive your word. Yes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may please be seated. Hallelujah. I'm preaching about everything by prayer.
Philippians 4
verse
6.
The Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. The Bible says, in everything by prayer, everything you do, you must pray.
Hallelujah.
There is nothing that you can do in this life for which you don't need prayer. If there's anything that you don't need prayer for, can you please tell me? I want to know. Is there anything for which you don't need prayer? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which then means that prayer must become something that happens all the time in our lives.
Because
last week we realized that even something that we never think of, something like breathing in and breathing out.
Now what you say, me you say, baby, I ask you, I say, we here no Quran.
You need God to be able to breathe. Hallelujah. If God decides to hold your nose for 10
minutes.
Look, is it what we don't understand that our very natural lives are actually very supernatural. I mean, when you take the human body, the heart, it is beating without batteries. It's beating. Since you were born, take your phone. I want you to calculate the number of times your heart beats in one day. A healthy heart is supposed to beat like how many times? There's a science student here. A healthy heart is supposed to beat like how many times a minute? 70. Every minute. Average. 70. So let's calculate how many times does your heart beat in a
minute.
In a day, 70 times 60 to make 1 hour.
Yankee
times 24 to make 1 day. That's how much. 2 million times a day. Your heart beats 2 million times a day. Times
365.
730 million times a year. Now, if you are 40 years, calculate times 40. Times 40. If you are 40 years, times 40. That is about 2.9 billion. 29.2 billion.
29.2 billion. Come on, Ebo.
If you are 40 years, that's how many times your heart has been beating. Are you here? You've gone home. And why has it not shut down? Because there is a God who created it such that that heart doesn't need a battery.
It
beats by itself. Yes, it beats by itself. And you are saying that you don't need to pray. You don't need God. That's why the Bible says that it's only a fool who says that there's no God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A
fool who says there's no God.
You have a heart that is beating and you say there's no God. I wonder how the guns will say it. Boo, Luniko again, you mobe. Are you here of God? Anyway, it depends on the tribe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, so we are looking at seven reasons why you should do everything by prayer. And last week, we realized that the first reason why we need to pray is prayer brings God into every situation. Is it because you need God? Yes. Is it? You need the person who manufactures something. You need that person for the thing to work well. Yes. Because there is nothing in whatever has been created that is useless. See, that's one of the things that I find amazing. Is that when you take your car to a Ghanaian mechanic, by the time it comes back, some nuts will not be there. Some screws will not be there. And then they'll tell you, say, hey, let me show you how important God is.
Recently,
a friend told me something that happened to him. I'm showing you how important God is. Of course, it is not God, but it shows you how important God is to you.
You see,
this brother is driving an American car.
Papa, you know, you America for a car.
So he took the car to his mechanic. And every car, if you take it to a proper mechanic, preferably the dealership, they have a schedule that if the car has driven this number of kilometers, you must change this.
The car not to quine and play the
Ghana, Africa, we wait down for the thing to get spoiled. But you are actually not supposed to. Yes. If you are driving a more modern car, your timing belt is not supposed to tear. Is it because after you've driven a certain number of kilometers, the timing, the light will come on?
That
you have to change your timing
belt.
Not because it is fault. But they've calculated that with the way the timing belt was created, after it has worked for this number of kilometers, the strength has come down. And it has the potential to tear.
So
instead of waiting for it to tear and then it will spoil other things, let's change it for you and put a new one there. And then when the white man does that, then Ghana man will go and take that timing belt and come and sell it at second hand. I think I'm going.
Mercy.
And tell you, say, hey, Papa Ching, new one.
I can't.
Are you here, Evgono? So anyway, this my friend spent money over a period of 6 months to change all the filters and the valves and the things in the car. Are you listening to me? Because he wanted the car to be fresh. Then rather after he has changed the valve and everything, he realized that the car was smoking. Rather after I have worked on the car, I have changed different parts and everything that the car is supposed to work. The car is smoking. So his mechanic is a learned mechanic. So the mechanic said, I don't understand. So the mechanic went to do research. Then he got the number of one of the engineers from the company that manufactures the car and called that I don't understand. So when he spoke to the are you listening to me? When he spoke to the engineer, the engineer asked him, give me the chassis number of the car.
I know what's the car number, no, for my chassis number, no, for my.
And the year, and the model, the year.
And I fear a car, no.
When he gave the details,
man, no.
The mechanic says, oh, yes, the car is smoking because it's more than 10 years.
So car, no, a bull in field.
Meaning that it has been put in the programming of the motherboard that when the car runs for a certain number of years, this problem should, because they want to force you to buy a new car.
Hey!
So the mechanic told him, don't worry. Pay $70.
On $270.
I'll sort it out for you.
Maybe be a man.
So the guy paid $70. And then the engineer.
Engineer no abroach you.
Sitting in America.
Oh, America, hono.
With the make of the car. The year the car was made and the chassis
number.
He sat in America and on a computer, he reprogrammed the motherboard.
No, the car America
has stopped smoking.
Car na jai ngusie na eko no. Ngusie na jai. Yes.
Oh yes. Oh yes. He didn't fly from America.
Well,
to come to
play
Ghana.
I'm a Ghana. I'm for play I'm a Ghana.
He sat in America.
Oh, abroach you.
Took the chassis number. See, that is why car number, every car has a unique chassis number.
I can't be a one number sonko.
And he sat in America.
Oh, America, ho.
And he reprogrammed the
computer. So,
I don't know what he did. But when he finished and he told the engineer, the mechanic, that I am done. Spark the car. When they spark the car, and they were driving the car. No more smoke.
No, we are BBA and a cashier and say spark a car. Spark a car and now you see an echa.
Are you here? You've gone home.
Wahana.
This is a man who was created in the image of God. He's not original. He's a copy. How much more God himself? And you say you don't need God. And you are wondering why your life is aligza. God can sit in heaven and reprogram your life. I said, God can sit in heaven and reprogram your life. That is why you have to pray. That is why it's amazing that Christians don't pray. But of course, not amazing. Because one of Satan's works is to make sure you don't pray. That's why when you begin to pray, you feel sleepy. Yes. That's why when you begin to pray, you feel sleepy. When you say you are fasting, you feel hungry. He has told some of you that when you fast, you die. So you say you never fast. He has told some of you that if you fast, you get ulcer. He said, "Me pay ulcer into me fast."
Catch him, be brave. Say, "Uchiro yam koma ubenya ulcer into uchiro kom."
Are you here? You've gone home.
Oh, Anna.
Yeah. I don't know why it's supposed to be celebration. I don't know why you are quiet.
Yeah, dear, we see a Founders Day. My name is Ntia. I couldn't say.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why we need to pray.
The same thing you see about prayer.
So that God is involved in your life.
Nyanko pon abaya bra boom.
When God is in your life, it is like you are driving a car, and the engineer who produced the car is sitting in the car, and then as you are going, there's a problem. A warning light comes on. Oh, I will sleep. The engineer who manufactured the car is sitting inside the car.
It is car. Not
a Ghanaian mechanic.
No, how be bamua no catch now. Enya Ghana ni fit any.
Sorry for left and right. But the person who produced the car is sitting inside the car.
No, the car no be one in the car no.
And there is a warning light.
Nah. Can you be a wedi or can any?
The problem is solved.
Oh, how no ebe kokura.
I said the problem is what?
Oh, how no
solved.
Ebe kokura.
Are you here or have gone home? Number two, we learned that prayer brings a supernatural element into every situation.
Empire body mumma de sonko eba brabum.
Is it one of the things about supernatural things is that most supernatural things don't look abnormal.
Normal, yeah, human, dear, no. Yeah, na you who say, CP.
Most supernatural things, and that is why sometimes it is something that is very simple, like a prayer over your life. Bible. When it works, you are surprised. Hey, they didn't pray any word prayer. Just pray a simple prayer. But why do you want the prayer to be complicated? Many times we believe in the how powerful the prayer sounds
than the
God that the prayer is addressed to. You want him to pray, "Lord, in the name of Jesus, I feel something." And that one, you know that the prayer will work. But when the person prays a simple prayer, but see, it is not the prayer that is powerful. It's the God who heard the prayer who is powerful. Hallelujah. And prayer introduce a supernatural dimension to your life. A supernatural dimension. To your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here or gone home? When somebody is prayerful, he lives in a... I was speaking to a friend and said, now, dear, this is what he said. He said, now, dear, he doesn't live in flesh and blood.
He said,
now, I don't live in flesh and blood. He said, now, I live in the supernatural. That's Reverend Francis Osaibonso. He says now, you see, one of the things he said is that when you are there as a Christian, you must notice a fertile soil.
So, who has
there are some soils when you sow there, you will get results. Yes. Your fertile soil may be different from my fertile soil.
If you are sassy, I from and just immediate.
I say your fertile soil may be different from mine.
But
you need to find a place that when you sow, it works for you. When the Prophet Kakra said, Prophet Kakra told Bishop Dag, "I didn't know that you were such a fertile soil." Because he said, "I sold a television set." He bought a television set for it. I've sold a television
set.
And when he sold, those days,
Sam Renum.
Those days that they were doing satellite dish, big one.
Sam Renum. Then when he sold the television,
somebody came and bought him a television, a satellite dish, and the person bought him a lot of things. He said, "Hey, one television that I sold here, I've gotten all of this."
TV back up, I'll
be trying to sow into you from time to time.
creates a supernatural something. It creates a supernatural something. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. It creates a supernatural something. Hallelujah. Elijah said, tomorrow by this time,
Elijah said, Ochinase say,
Bailey will be sold for this. And what did the guy say? He said, even if God should open the windows of heaven, what shall such a thing is he? But when he spoke those words, it triggered a supernatural occurrence. How did it trigger the supernatural occurrence? It made some four lepers sitting somewhere begin to think, why sit here till we die? I pray for somebody here.
Amen.
That by this prayer,
amen,
somebody that has forgotten about you,
amen,
is going to remember you,
amen,
and give you a call,
amen,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just by those words in the air, it changed the mindset of somebody.
As a sign will be
changed the mindset of somebody.
As a sign will be adjourning.
Yes. Are you here of Gono? I shared with you the testimony. A lady came when her boss told her, you will not be promoted. You will not be promoted. That is the natural decision. The decision is that you will not be promoted. My boss, last year she was not promoted, because last year her boss told her you will not be promoted, and she was not. So this year, when the boss told her again that you will not be promoted,
I feel
so
catchy.
So when she said, I said, ah, but your boss, is she God? So then I called on God and I prayed. Then she called me.
No friend me.
Said, Bishop, you believe it?
Bishop,
my promotion has come.
Promotion number.
It's supernatural. You see, somebody may decide in his mind to do something, but a prayer that is prayed. I said, a prayer that is prayed. I said, a prayer that is prayed. It will change the dimension and change the dynamics of what is happening.
It will change it.
Prayer introduces a supernatural dimension. When you see a man of prayer, you see, I have a friend in his house. He has a very big room. The room is big. You know what is inside? There's a chair and the sound system. That's all that is in the room. That's where he prays. And I said, about this big room, the only thing you do here is pray.
No,
you don't know. He was working somewhere. Are you listening? And he was giving a deadline. Is it the deadline that he was giving? When his immediate supervisor, who was standing there, got to, it was the Oga Kota, who gave that instruction.
Supervisor,
I'm giving you up to next week by this time. If you don't finish this work, I'm done with you. Immediate supervisor heard it. Hey! Say, can we beg for extension? Even if he works night and day, he will finish the work.
So we are not junior, no. We are not junior. To me, we.
When the thing was said,
well, can't say sure, no.
He didn't say anything.
Well, can't say.
He went to sit in that big room.
I got to sit down and see him.
With that single chair,
I was.
He went to sit on that chair.
I got to sit on that chair.
Oh my goodness! He was working, and the other people were brought in to help. So that the work
by some boy, you know.
Then the people started sabotaging him.
No matter, I say I will warn home.
Work that there's pressure, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. The people say we've closed. Then one of the people said, after all, if we don't finish the work, it is you that they will sack, not me.
So when you engage man in tema, one of best sack you, one of best sack you.
Oh yes. So no problem. So when the people close, then he go and find more people. Then finally, the day, the deadline, the day for inspection.
The brother had not finished.
So he was just waiting for the boss to come.
Or chairman, the boss no aba.
And come and sack him.
Abepamono.
He waited that whole day.
Or chain,
the boss didn't come.
Wama.
We was there the next day. Waited and the boss didn't come. The boss came after the third day. And by the time the boss arrived, the boss was finished.
Oba no wey adwuma no.
But you know the nicest part of the testimony is what the boss said. When the boss came, so is the work finished?
Oba
was the work is finished. Then the boss smiled. The boss pointed to him. Your God was fighting for you.
Wow.
Yes. That's what the boss said. Do you know what the boss said? That your God was fighting for you? Because when the day of the deadline, the boss was driving to the place. In the middle of the journey, he received a call. Then he had to make a U-turn.
And the boss
said, he had to make a U-turn and go back. Then the next day, just as he was about to set up, another call came.
And the actual call from by 20
God, his God was fighting for you. See, you may think that this one is natural, but see, it is supernatural. God stepped in and made a series of natural things happen. Natural looking things. But it was God who was behind them. Hallelujah. You say you pray. Look, this world is full of demons. This world is full of wicked people. This world is full of evil. If you are just going to be there and use your natural strength and your natural, you may think that we are using natural, but the demons are there. They are also supernatural. Yes. Malaria looks natural.
Yes, malaria, baby, trasa.
But it's also supernatural. That is why prayer heals it.
Thank
you, Jesus. And you say you won't pray.
Also, mom,
are you here, everyone? Number three, prayer brings a blessing into every situation. Prayer brings a blessing into every situation. Listen, in this life, everybody seated here is either operating under a blessing or a curse.
So be to here, and I say, oh, insurance, and also, oh, no, yes.
Oh, yes. Everybody, look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, which one are you operating under?
Oh, insurance, and so, no, yes.
Everybody, I don't care who you are, I don't care your family connection, I don't care who you know, everybody is operating under a blessing or a curse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But prayer brings a blessing to you.
Prayer
brings a blessing. Hallelujah. And if you are operating under a curse, prayer will reverse that curse.
Because
anytime a blessing comes, it counteracts a curse. Anytime a blessing comes, it counteracts a curse. Are you here, everyone? You see, in Mark chapter 6, one of the curses that is in the world now is the curse of lack.
You know lack?
Mean that, curse of you don't have enough. That's what I mean. Mark chapter 6. Go to verse 35. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place. He said, that's a curse.
Where no me?
A desert place is a place of a curse. There is nothing there. Nothing works there. Nothing operates there. And some people are living in a desert. You see, that is why the people who are the most blessed people in the world
are the Jews.
Because they are living in a desert and they are flourishing in a desert. And we are living in the midst of plenty. We are living in the midst of plenty. We have gold, we have bauxite, we have manganese, we have oil, we have diamond, we have fertile ground, we have rain.
But look at us.
We have the sun that is scorching us, but we cannot turn it into electricity. Desert place. A desert place is a place of... See, the Garden of Eden that God's blessing was, there was no desert there. There was plants all over, there was green, there was water.
That desert be anyhow.
I'll show you something.
Show baby.
This is a desert place.
Where you straight?
And now the time is far past. Because the disciples themselves said, you won't get anything here. You have to relocate. You see, that's why many Ghanaians want to leave Ghana. Because they've come to the conclusion that there's nothing here. There's nothing. There's nothing. Let's relocate. Let's relocate. Verse 36. Are you here? Send them away. So some people are saying that, God, send us away.
Oh, for more call. So free.
Let's go to Germany law. America law.
America.
Canada, Lord. Canada.
Canada.
Is it? But you for even here, you are not seeing top. Canada.
Canada.
The second coldest place in the world.
Is it?
Last year, I traveled to Finland.
You call Finland.
I'll be then in the evening, we said we are going to look at the Northern Lights. Do you know the Northern Lights? One day you see the Northern Light. And it was in the evening, in the night. And the temperature was about negative one.
Now, I won't pay.
Hey! Come and see how I dressed. I wore two or three trousers.
Jeans.
Then when I finished, I wore a singlet. Wore a black t-shirt. Wore a long sleeve shirt, two of them. You are telling me Abba, local champion, wore a pullover.
Sandy pullover, Sandy Goose, so I am nine.
And then wore a jacket.
I am noom. Sandship, I never
could. We'll be hot. When we moved out, and went to stand outside, we were watching the Northern Light. I said, can we go back into the car, please?
You bet me, I'm going to go to the car, Mibusai.
The cold. It passed through the five layers of clothing.
And
I was wearing gloves.
Look
at me, free. Yeah. I was freezing.
Now what did you
pay? And that is not Canada. Canada that they can have negative 5, negative 10.
I want to say Canada.
Anyway, send us away, Lord.
Oh, Mwamunko.
That they may go into the country roundabout and into the village and buy themselves bread. That's what we have been trying to do. We want to go to America and go and buy ourselves some bread. For they have nothing to eat. See, I am preaching to somebody. Verse 37. And he answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. Because some of us, we've been going to our uncles too, but he's also in the desert with you. Give them to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? Verse 38. He said unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. To feed 5,000 men. Minus women and children. And when it comes to following God, women believe God more than men. So if there are 5,000 men, then there are more women and children. So more than 10,000 people. And you are going to feed them with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Verse 39. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. He told all of them, relax. You see, when you are waiting for a miracle, you must learn to relax. Because you see, when you don't relax, you spoil the miracle. God is bringing you a husband. You want to organize one for yourself. You are going to organize somebody's husband for yourself. You have gone to organize somebody's beloved. Is it me? When I was growing up, I told myself that I will never do a rat race. You know a rat race. You see one girl, then three guys are chasing. I won't. It's not a tournament. And I think God knew. So God hid some things from me. Oh yes. Are you here, Evgono? So he commanded them to sit down by companies upon the green grass. Verse 40. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. Everybody obeying the lane. Some of you are not following the right lane. Verse 41. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave it to his disciples. And immediately, the 5 loaves that cannot even feed 5 hungry men. I mean, because there are some men, 10 cedis bread, they'll press it into pancakes. $20 Ghana cedis bread. Look, I know somebody like that. Are you listening?
Yeah.
He can eat 1 full bowl of rice. Then when he finishes for dessert, he will take 10 cedis bread, press it, and then a bottle of Tampico. That's dessert.
All the Tampico, but I can't home.
When you see him, his body is like a. When you see him, his body, his whole body size is like
that.
And all of these people were in the 5,000. I've been told that there are some people when they go for party, when they look at the food that is there, they tell themselves, Adriano, we're ends to me. Because when they see a number of people there, they look at the
food. Say, Adriano, we're ends to me.
I have gone home. So he blessed them and gave it to them. And the Bible says, you see, a blessing, it changed a situation of lack to a situation of abundance. So much that after everybody has eaten, there was 12 baskets full. He started with 5 loaves. But ended with 12 baskets. Think about it. Think about it. He didn't start with 5 baskets. So he started with 5 single loaves, but ended with 12 baskets. Yes. Abundance. You see, what we are seeing, you see, it is a curse of lack. And the reason why our salaries are not enough for us is because God has already cursed us that thorns and thistles shall it bring.
I mean,
if you look at your salary, when will you ever buy a land? When will you ever buy a land? When will you ever build a one room? Nowadays, too, one bag of cement is 103.
Cement tobacco.
115 cities.
115 cities. Cement tobacco.
And your salary is 500. You can't buy 5 bags. You can't buy 5 bags.
What do you mean to cement in room?
When will you build a house? When will you buy? And you say you won't pray. And you say you won't pray. For God to come into your situation. Oh, me
wondering
the things I've seen God do.
I'll pray more.
I will pray more. Yes. You see, I've seen that with God, it is possible to use 2,000 to build a house.
Who say? 2,000, but me dey see die.
Some people are looking at me and telling me that Bishop O'Malley.
Bishop Obua.
But you see, what you don't know is that I used 2,000 to build.
When you mean say me the 2,000 they see me die.
How did I use 2,000 to build?
Yeah, me see me die.
You want to know how I used 2,000 to build? There was a convention in this church.
Yeah, convention was sorry.
And the man of God, you see, there are some offerings that when the man of God calls, it pierces your heart.
For the body blue heart, so or boss one, I come on, come on.
That is all the money you have left in this world. So when the guy mentioned 2,000, that was all the money I have in my account. It was Bishop Ernest.
Bishop Ernest, and I will preach.
That is 2020, just before COVID.
2020.
Just before COVID.
2020.
Sometimes when you see people get up to come and give you things, what they have abundance, you don't know that some of them are emptying their accounts. When he mentioned the amount, I told myself, I shall never move. And then when it happened like that, he won't move on.
Yes, sir.
There's somebody here. I'm talking to you. I said, move on. I took my 2,000.
2,000.
And I dropped it in the offering bag. And my account became empty.
My account on Bibia Sawum.
Zero.
Bibia Sawum.
That was first week in March. Are you listening to me?
Now what you a kind of marching?
First week in March.
Now what you a kind of marching?
April, May, June. This is all COVID time. April, May, June, July, August. It was lifted. So when I gave that offering, 6 months later, I was living in my own house.
6 months after the born, but so means yechi, I'm a timifi.
That is how I used 2,000 to build a house.
You only climb a fast, so I'm a 2,000 see me die.
You see, there are some of you here. Can I ask, is there anybody here that nobody has dashed you money before?
Well,
stand up, let me see.
Is there
anybody here like that? Okay, wait. So everybody here, somebody has dashed you. Okay. Let me ask another question. Is there anybody here that nobody has dashed you an amount that is more than your salary before? Yes. Somebody has dashed you money and the money is giving you is more than your salary.
It's called the man, no.
Yes. No, dash. Watch out.
I see what I catch you.
I'll pray for you today. Nobody has dashed human that is more than your salary. So that your whole life, it is your hard work that you are using to move around. No. Then the life will not be nice for you. But of course, some of you, your salary is big. I mean, your salary is 50,000. I mean,
2,000.
I mean, if your salary is 50,000.
2,000 a summa.
If your salary is 50,000, you don't need anybody to dash you money. You rather than one who dash you
money. So bet you ska. And also chen crofu ska.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Is it because the way the life is you will never experience a certain type of life until a certain blessing comes your way. Yes. Nobody has dashed you money. This morning, I was going to say something and God corrected me. When I was preaching, I was trying to find some blessing that I've never received some before so that I'll tell God that I've not received. So I was going to say, God, nobody has dashed me euros before. Then God said, shut up. Then he reminded me that somebody has dashed me euros before. Then I said, but God, the reason I don't remember is that it was not significant. That's why. Oh, yes. Yes. So I'm going to tell God that I need somebody to dash me 1,000 euros. The reason why I cannot remember that somebody has dashed me euros before, but I was dashed, thought I was dashed, it was not up to 1,000, so I can't remember.
Yes.
Yeah. When somebody came to dash me money in an envelope, when I took it, no, there are times the envelope is big. But it's
5
five. So now I am not impressed when I see big envelopes. So somebody came to dash me an envelope.
Bring me envelope.
When I look at the envelope, it was thick.
Then,
but when I looked at it, I said, oh, I'm sure this kind of five Ghana, envelope. One bundle, 500 Ghana cedis, anyway. So then I put it down. Later on, I was looking for some small money to do something. I said, hey, go and bring that envelope. I'm sure I need 500. I'll get the 500. When I opened it, it was one bundle.
Hey, bundle barco
of £20 notes.
£20 note. I have one bundle.
Don't stop calculating. Why are you calculating? Stop calculating. Why are you calculating? Is it your money? Why are you calculating?
Are you sick? I don't know what to say.
Oh yes. Is it? That is what shoots you forward.
And they don't call on him.
But not this our 500 CD salary.
Yes, CD are new market.
1,000 CD salary.
CD are pay market. You know.
Look, I've come to realize that Ghana, the salary is not good. Oh.
But Ghana,
you see people, they have big posts.
Oh,
but when you measure
the
big posts.
When you go to his
office, big table with big chair.
Office, your table kakra.
Nice. Fully air conditioned. You need to wear a winter jacket to sit in his office. But when you search his pay slip, but call it kakra.
The pay slip shower. One kasabe who say,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lack is a curse. Poverty is a curse. When Jesus prayed,
yes, bon paye.
Abundance. I pray for you that somebody will walk to you and he will dash you money. And when you check the envelope, it will be your salary for 6 months.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
It will be your salary for, when you count it,
amen,
it will be your 6 month salary.
Amen.
I said it will be your what? Your six months salary.
Amen.
Oh, yes. But you see, there is another type of blessing. I'm talking about blessing because I'm talking about prayer brings a blessing. There is another realm that people don't give you money. But anything you ever need, it will be given to you. Yes. It will be given to you. You get to a place that you don't use your money to buy certain things. One of the things I've told myself and I've prayed to God, I will never use my own money to buy a phone. And I realized that since I believed God to buy me phones, rather I'm using very powerful phones. When I was buying the phones for myself, I couldn't buy those phones.
Phones I'm using, you know, I have phones, Papa.
Yes. Yes. 2 years ago, when I was being given a phone, I was being that phone. The phone I was given then was the highest phone that was being sold then.
I used it for 2 years.
No, 1.5 years. He got sport. When he got sport, and I didn't have a phone. I went to get a yam. I went for a yam.
By your phone.
Yam. It can only do two things. It can call and send text messages. Finish.
It must have text messages. So.
I said, God, I've told you I'm not using my own money to buy a phone. Then somebody saw me using my yam to make a call. He said, Bishop.
Bishop.
No. You can't use this phone.
What do you mean for phone?
I said, why? Is it your phone?
What do you mean?
It is your phone.
Your phone.
Yes. Then the person asked me, what phone do you want?
Phone Ben Ope.
I said, this guy has brought himself. He has brought himself. He said, Bishop, what phone do you want?
Phone Ben Ope.
Do you want iPhone? I said, no, I don't want
iPhone.
I don't want iPhone. Mm-hmm. Then I mentioned the phone.
We both phone each other.
Me, I thought that when I mentioned, when I mentioned the phone, by the next day the phone has come.
Me can phone each other. Adi achi ya no. Not the phone number.
Oh yes. Prayer will bring a blessing. Look, there's somebody here. You've been looking for a beloved. It's not working. When you begin to pray, a beloved is coming. A beloved will drop. A beloved will drop.
Beloved never bashes our bomb pie.
A beloved is not dropping because you are not praying. When you begin to pray, a beloved will drop.
Beloved never buy home on pie.
Why you say amen? Pardon? Oh, they are not receiving. They should be there. They should be there. Are you here, Evgono?
Amen.
When you begin to pray, and when I say pray, is it? Many years ago, I went into a chapel. I thought I was going to pray. I said I was going to pray like I've never prayed before. I said, today God himself, heaven will shake. This is like 2024. And this is like 30 years ago. I was going to pray. Heaven will shake. So, in fact, from that time, when I'm praying, I must have a clock. I must know. I entered and I began to pray. I prayed. I was sweating. By this time, the angels have. There's confusion in heaven. Oh, yes. I prayed. By the time I finished praying, I was like, my God. I'm sure I prayed for a lot of hours. So when I came out of the chapel like that, I was like, I said, any demon who make a mistake to cross me, he will die. So when I came out like that, and I took two steps, I said, okay, let me see how many hours. When I checked, 10 minutes. Oh! Immediately, my macho that I've done disappeared. Some of you, you've been praying 10 minutes and you feel that because of that 10 minutes prayer, the whole of heaven should move on your behalf. Let me tell you something. Behind a powerful short prayer that works, there's a storage of hours of prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you see somebody pray a short prayer for you, 30 seconds, and it works. Don't just be there and say, oh, I don't know that only short prayers work. That means that person has done some 12 hours. 15 hours. Is it one? I was listening to somebody and he was explaining. Are you here? He was explaining how come some men of God are always walking in power. Some men of God, today they are up. Tomorrow they are down. Then he explained something. He said, it takes a lot of spiritual effort to go up there. So when you see a man of God who is operating at a certain level today, it is because he has spent a lot of hours praying. A lot. 7 hours. 8 hours. 10 hours. 15 hours. Over a long period. Now, those kind of prayer, it takes you up. Now, when you get up, then what happens to most people is that when they get up there, then they stop praying. So then they come down. Is it because you have charged the battery and you have disconnected the plug and you are using it? The battery discharges. So, you go down. Then the next time he has to operate again, he has to go into another gym. And that is the reason why some people, they operate in power for a short while. Then they can't. Because you cannot be doing this 30 hours. Then 48 hours. It doesn't work. But
you're preaching good.
What works is you do your 30 hours, your 48 hours, your 72 hours, those kind of things. Then when you get there, then now what you need is a consistent prayer life. It's like you have spent 3 hours to charge your phone. But after making call and then it drains to like 80%, then you charge it again for 10 minutes, then it goes back to 100%. So you are always operating.
So
a consistent prayer life is what keeps you at that level. Yes. So can you imagine the person who's always only praying for 10 minutes?
We have
10 minutes every week.
Now it should be a minute to do.
No one that says, oh, be a now with the America.
Saying to now, but you know,
well, go get no afro so for at midnight.
Fear, no afro so for say, Omra. Samuel, see,
yes, are you here? I've gone
on. Oh, now.
Now, I noticed last week that after the mobilization we did, for Tuesday. And we came to pray.
Dano.
Friday, half of us went back to sleep.
I
checked the number of people who joined. Friday, less than half of those people came on to pray on Friday. And I'm asking myself, see, do we not understand that, is it for you to walk in certain blessings and under the covering of God, the prayer has to be every day, but would you want to be here every day at least Tuesday and Friday?
So, Ben, I'm going to put in Shida Mono.
Is it because I know it is not easy to pray alone? No. It's not easy to lock yourself in a room alone that you are praying.
Yeah, easy, sir.
That you are praying. 1 hour, you are there. Nobody is there. You alone. Then 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours.
You are
there alone. It's not easy. But at least when there's a prayer meeting. That's why all night Wumba.
Yeah, all night is so. You don't all night come Wumba. For all night. You don't come for all night.
All night Wumba.
All night you don't come.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Floor prayer meeting. With your sorry, between 4 and 6, before you leave to work, at least you know that every week I have 4 hours prayer in my bank. Four hours. It will count for something.
Now what you be don't read nine. Now bomb pay.
It will count for something. Listen, I don't. Are you listening to me? I don't want to be the pastor of a prayerless church. I don't want to be the pastor of a prayerless church. Jesus said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Listen, this Tuesday, everybody's coming back on flow.
Flow prayer.
Yes. Where are the marshals? The people we put in place. This Tuesday, do your work. Call them. We are calling everybody. Now, do you know what I did on Friday? As I was praying, I went through the pages and I typed the names of everybody who prayed. So as I'm sitting here, everybody who prayed on Friday, I have their name. Anybody who tried to lie that you pray, I will expose you right now. I have the pink sheets here. They are one at the police station. Oh, yes. Now, in fact, I'm thinking that when I see people who pray, I want to pray for them. When I see people who don't pray, I'm thinking whether I should invest my prayer. Yes. As I was praying, I wrote down the names of all those who came to pray. Yes. Where are the names? I typed them. One after the other. Yes. What is this? 17th May, flow prayer. What is this?
Oh, the names are here. Oh.
Beautiful. So Reverend McLean, these are the only people who prayed from the cathedral. Only 46 people. Don't worry, I'll mention names. Yes? Is there? 46 people. How many people are these? 46 people. 46 people prayed. Hallelujah. May you become a prayerful person.
Amen.
May blessings begin to flow in your life. I said, may blessing begin to flow in your life.
Amen.
May blessing, listen, I've come to realize that people who are spiritual or by themselves, they are open to the things of the spirit. They are spiritually sensitive. There are some people who are spiritually dead and cast in concrete. Do you understand? Spiritual, cast in concrete account. Nothing works. Hallelujah. Everything by prayer. Everybody in this church must become a prayerful person. Where are you? Yep. You see, I am not a fan of monitoring certain things. Monitoring like whether somebody prays or not.
So we bump and we bump.
I realize that when you do it, it forces people to pray.
So yeah,
and after some time, when you even stop monitoring, the person will not stop praying.
So now,
we are monitoring shepherd's prayer. You better Google form. Every shepherd, you will feel whether you pray. And if you are a shepherd, if you like, you can lie that you prayed when you didn't pray. When you go and meet God, then you explain to him why you've been lying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Because the prayer will change your life. I said the prayer will change your life. I said the prayer will change your life will become different. Stand to your feet.
Sorry, John.
This morning I want us to pray. We want to pray that God is going to give us the grace to pray. The grace to pray.
Adom, I debe bom paye.
Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father, give us grace. We want grace to pray. 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 Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh, I want to hear you pray. Father, we need grace to 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 pray.
Grace to pray, O Lord.
Father, we need grace to pray. 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 Elo rabala broko she bandele broko semende. Mandala raba kotoria raba libe. Bala rababa koshe brondele ba kosendele be. Rabo koshe brendele ba kotoria raba libe. Alo rabali broko she brendele be lebe. Eko la rababa she brendele be. Father, give us the grace to pray.
Prayerful.
May we become prayerful men and women. Prayerful men and women. Prayerful men and women.
Not to faint.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father,
grace and strength, O Lord. Strengthen us, O Lord. Empower us to pray. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Grant us a test and a longing, Lord, to pray.
You see, if you have the book, read it. One of the points is prayer brings angelic activity. Anywhere where there is a lot of prayer, there is angelic activity. Are you here, Evgono? See, when we came for the Friday all night,
if you never bomb
Friday all night,
if you
I told myself, it is an all night prayer meeting. So we are coming to pray.
and we are going to pray. So we came and we prayed. That is why you didn't see me trying to preach.
I introduced the topic
and we pray. So at the end, I'm telling you something. When we finish praying and everything, I think even after the prayer, I took an offering.
But at close,
then the Holy Spirit asked me to actually pray for two people.
Reverend Justice.
And Carl.
And Carl.
So I prayed for them. Then after I prayed for them, I sensed in the spirit that two angels have appeared here. Grace and strength. Are you here?
Oh,
so that's why I ended up praying for everybody. Then, after the service, a brother walked up to me and he said,
Bishop,
when you said two angels have appeared
here,
then my eyes opened and I saw them. I saw the two angels. And
he
said, when you were praying for us, they were with you. One was standing on your left and one was standing on your right. You see, prayer brings angels. You see, you don't want to pray. And you want angels to be around you. You don't want to pray. You want angels to be around you. The Bible says that, are they not ministering spirits sent to minister to them who have been called to be heirs of salvation? Now, as I'm talking about prayer angels, if you are here, you are not born again. You there, you have not even started. The first step is for you to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Are you here, Ivonne? Yes. So prayer would change your life.
And it will make
you a supernatural person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, maybe somebody invited you to church. Or maybe you came on your own.
And now why I will see you back, sorry.
But you know in your heart that you are not born again. The Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if you want to give your life to
Jesus,
please lift up your hand right now. Lift up your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't be shy. Forget about whoever is standing by you. That's not important. Jesus is calling you to come
to me.
Respond to that call. Hallelujah. God bless you. If you've lifted up your hands, I want you to do one more thing. I want you to step forward and come to me. Step forward and come to me.
Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus.
Step forward and come to
me.
Give him your life today. Come on to Jesus.
Listen. It is not too late to join them. You are still standing there, but you know that you should be standing in front here. Come.
Come.
Jesus is calling you.
Yes, you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, those of you standing in front here, I want you to pray this simple prayer after me. Say, my Lord and Heavenly Father, I thank you this afternoon
for speaking into my life.
So I accept
I accept that I'm a sinner. I accept that I don't know you. But today, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He came to die for my sins. And he rose again to give me new life. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come and be my Lord and personal Savior. Father, wash me with the blood of Jesus. Forgive
me
for all my sins and all my iniquities. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come and be my Lord and personal Savior. Father, write my name in the book of life that one day,
that could be
when I leave this earth, I will spend eternity with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you for listening to the message. We look forward to your testimonies via our social media handles.